It's the award-winning Midwest Race Report, presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, with Dan the Voice Diker, Bill Doc Niles, Paul the Penguin Reichert, and Kevin K-Ram Ramzo, on Dog Country 101.3 and 1490 The Eagle. Presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, your grown-up getaway. Also sponsored by Big Boar Barbecue and Catering, Highway 16 West Salem, Dells Raceway Park in Wisconsin Dells, getting bigger and faster. Pizza Villa in downtown West Salem and Sparta, where you'll find hometown taste in every bite. By Silverado Saloon in downtown West Salem, your pre- and post-race headquarters. Century 21 and your agent Gretchen Clements. Don't settle for average. Sell your home with Century 21. The Comfort Inn in Unalaska, ranked in the top 8% of all Comfort Inns in the country. TACU, Toma Area Credit Union, making a difference every day. The Toma BP, home of BP Me Rewards and BP Driver Rewards. The Toma Sparta Speedway, Friday night racing, family style. The Midwest Race Connection, your newspaper source for racing in the Midwest. And J&L Collectibles, providing you with the finest in racing collectibles and autographed NASCAR items. Now here's Dan, Doc, Paul, and Kevin with today's report.
Welcome to Race Fans. It is Saturday, and yes, we are on storm watch throughout the remainder of the afternoon and tonight. Welcome in the Midwest Race Report, Bond Country 101.3, 1490 The Eagle, Magnum.media app, the TuneIn app.
All right, I have an issue. You guys did this last week.
And No, I didn't do it. Penguin failed to do it correctly last week.
It just did not sound right. I listened to the podcast, and I'm pulling what little hair I got left because I got a haircut. I pulled it out, and I thought, you know what, Dan? I'm going to record this for you because I am going to miss one more show. So when this happens and you say...
The Magnum.media app and the TuneIn app...
There is my recording there. For you for the week that I am gone in August. Okay, that's enough.
Much better. Paul Penguin's here. K-Ram, Kevin Ramsel's on the phone line. Gentlemen, how are we doing?
Oh, we're doing good.
I'm the voice, Dan Dyker, by the way. Didn't even introduce myself. Program being brought to you by Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, your grown-up getaway. I'm still totally lost as we had racing Wednesday night. And then here's what my conundrum at work Thursday morning was. So we raced on Wednesday night. I wake up Thursday morning thinking it's Saturday. I didn't even get dressed till like 9 o'clock. Well, what was worse is I usually announce Toma first, so I woke up Thursday morning thinking it was Saturday. Well, then I get to work, and somehow I'm like, why am I at work on a Sunday? I announced lacrosse last night, which I usually do on Saturday nights. So Thursday was a blob of a day to me, man. It was horrible.
Yeah, well, you asked if I was going to work Wednesday night, and I couldn't because obviously I get up in the middle of the night, go to work. But I did watch a bunch of it on the Flow app, and looked like some really, really good racing with the CWRAs there on Wednesday night.
Well, we had Mark Eswine took fast time. Drove past Ty Sauter into third on lap 14 and stayed right behind as much as he could. He finished second in the first feature. Corey Jankowski, that was the biggest win I think I've ever seen him had, not only because of the way he did it, but the length of the way that he did that.
Yes. Yeah, that was a pretty impressive run to see him pull away like that from the rest of the field. That you don't see him do that very often.
Yeah, no. And by the time Eswine got clear of the pack, there was no catching Jankowski. It looked like he even took it easy the last couple of laps, but you know, Eswine closed the gap, but he wasn't going to win that one.
Kevin, Jankowski told me on the post race that he felt like he was running back in his old sportsman days in lacrosse.
I would not be surprised by that because, you know, when it's a CWRA, they're a very limited cost series. So, you know, what Brent Kirshner said, he was racing with tires he bought 2 years ago or something like that.
Well, yeah, and so, the car, and Brent's super late last night. He hadn't ran in 2 years.
Yeah, exactly. So, but it's impressive that they put on a good show for the fans that were there last night, and good for them. So, by the way, so you showed up for late for work on Thursday. Is that what you're trying to say?
Well, I kind of strolled in late, not knowing what day it was.
So, So you missed Terry Burnham's appreciation of the citrus mint shampoo in his room?
Oh, I saw that coming on Facebook. That's some of the best smelling shampoo. Bill, you've stayed in my hotel. Have you had that citrusy shampoo yet?
Actually, I haven't stayed there, but I have showered there.
I thought you stayed there.
No, my cousin stayed there, and I used the shower before the races last
I thought
summer.
You were there one time last year with Lori.
No. Yeah. The old place we have, but we haven't stayed at the new
one. But I thought
yet.
You stayed at the new one in a suite, and then you got mad because I didn't have a hot tub, and you guys still went swimming.
Oh, well, no. That was my cousin's room.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so I like to introduce Love, that citrus mint shampoo.
I like that.
Would you like me to record that real quick?
We're gonna put some reverb on that one, too. Second feature, Brent Kirshen across Speedway's point leader went back and forth with Mark Eswine. That was a good one right there. Eswine ended up winning that win, or picking up that win. And more importantly, whoever had the best finish out of both features last night got the $500 machine, Weirzy machine money, and Eswine deserved that.
Yeah, Wednesday nights at La Crosse Fairgrounds Speedway has been a tradition from 1970 all the way to 1991. And it was great. A couple years ago we did this, brought it back again this year. On a Wednesday night, CWRA, it was classic. It was great. And an old CWRA veteran, you had a bunch of them, too, there. You had Weinfurter. You had Gress. Who else was there, Paul? Paul Payne.
Yes.
Yeah, you had a lot of – and Eswine is one of them. Yep. Old-time CWRA guys, and it was great to see Eswine walk away with that really cool Weirzy trophy and that $500.
And believe it or not, that's Kevin was one of the first ones to put that look on my Facebook. Last night, or Wednesday night, was the first time I'd ever met Larry Weirs.
Get out!
Yeah, out of 16 years being there, I had never met him before.
You know, and Kevin, you and I have been around here a long time. We know the impact that Larry Weirs has had on Central Wisconsin Racing.
Yes, big time, and with him starting the big traditional thing that we call Oktoberfest Race Weekend now, and he got that started way back in the early 70s as well. But I think what Dan's big takeaway of the night was on Wednesday night?
Is it food related?
Well, seeing my legend Tom Reffner and his wife Dee Dee again.
Yeah, that too. But the biggest takeaway was what you can do alcohol-wise with Jolly Good Soda.
Oh
man, grape and strawberry still my number one and two.
Eswine said
cherry,
say
didn't
that.
He?
Yep.
Yeah.
And some sour thing with some extra additives to it.
Yeah. And I said, we're going to have that at Fest, too?
Okay.
Yeah.
Street Stocks last night, Chris Larson broke the track record. He told us a couple of weeks ago that number 42 car is the best car he's ever owned in his life.
When it has brakes.
He broke the track record, had brakes last night because he got his first street stock win of the year. Ryan Stanfield, poor young Ryan Stanfield, HSRA last year, first year running by himself in the street stocks, leads the first 10 laps, and then Larson just demolished him.
He did a really good job, but Larson and Moore both did a really good job of picking their way through the field, and they caught him with about, five laps to go, and Larson got to the front first, and it was all over.
Legends were back for the first time since 1996, and Colin Stocker went out, broke the track record right off the bat, said he didn't even know what the record was, and he was pretty thrilled to know he's never done that in his life. And then he went out there, and he won the feature, or took second place in the feature. Yep. Jake Trito wins that. But what a week for Colin Stocker, because he started last Friday night at Toma, won that feature,
yep,
comes to La Crosse, breaks the track record, and then finishes second.
Yeah, that was a pretty impressive showing by Colin. I mean, he's one of the up and he's definitely a Legends racer to watch. He's a prominent racer at Elko and around the state of Wisconsin, so he's definitely a great competitor.
Joining us on the show today, got a good mixture of drivers from Wednesday night in the Legends, Tim Brockhaus and Rose Borntrager. Rose did a pretty good job at Toma.
Yeah, she did good job, won the heat race.
Super late model drivers, Mark Eswine, racing Rob Christian and Jesse Bernhagen, and Batman himself, Corey Jankowski. You guys were both watching the races at home. Did you see the Batman cape come out?
Yeah, we saw the cape come.
Yeah,
I thought that was just a Fest thing. I was surprised he had it last night.
That goes everywhere with him.
Yeah, it was awfully wrinkled, too.
But the only thing we didn't see on TV last night was him climbing the fence after the interview. Did he do that?
No.
Well, I think he wanted to, but there were a barrage of photographers there last night. Dan Plan, where Wednesday night, Dan Plan was there.
Yep.
That was, forget TV. Bill Holland was there. Six other photographers were there. So he wanted to go towards the fence, but he stopped and he grabbed on. He held on to me real tight as I'm interviewing him, and he puts his right arm out, and there's the Batman cape. So I'm waiting to get that picture. That was pretty cool.
I'm Batman.
You don't have enough. Where does he get those wonderful toys? So yeah, great time on Wednesday night. And of course, Jeff Thompson, Silver Slingshot, stopped by and he came out of the fairgrounds with this big 12-13 pound bag of kettle corn, so I had to dive into that thing a little bit too.
And I didn't bring you croutons though, huh?
No croutons. We discussed it. If we had a crouton stand at the fairgrounds, it would be a sellout.
You know, I got to tell you, you gave me a lot of crap about this last year. I have got a much better tan after Rockfest.
You were
this
spotty
year.
Last year, because yep. I was like, how did you spend that much time outdoors and you didn't come back with anything? Even your face your face matches the arms.
I am man-tanned.
Not farmered, it's man-tanned.
Man-burned.
No, that's not burned, and that's going to turn out to be really nice.
I am gorgeous with a glowing shirt on.
Yes, I'm going to put your arm next to Bill's.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, it's blinding me. Put your shirt down, Paul. You're what is it? I'm going to start calling you Casper.
Kevin, it's a good thing you can't see this.
Oh, my gosh.
Humiliation.
I bet you Paul has the same kind of tan as Elon Musk.
What's up next, Dan?
Live inside of
a
closet.
Move on, please.
Big show today, and again, weather concerns are going to be out there. We're going to let you know throughout the program how things look before we get into it tonight. Fairtime special at La Crosse Fairgrounds Speedway, and this is always a fantastic night because we get fans from all over the place coming in.
We get fans from all over the place, first-time fans coming off the Midway, checking the races out if they'd never been there before. It's really cool.
And a lot of families, too.
Double feature night tonight, too, so you can't go wrong with that.
All right, coming up next, we're going to talk with legend drivers Tim Brockhouse and Rose Borntregger. Stick and stay. We're just getting started on this week's program being presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, your grown-up getaway.
To be cool this summer, it's all about the ride. It's Ho-Chunk Gaming cruising the Dells giveaways. We're on July 29th. You'll have a chance to win a brand new Chevy Camaro, along with $1,500 in cash and $500 in rewards play. Earn entries all month long. And remember, the more you play, the more chances you have to win. It's the cruising the Dells giveaways, July 29th at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells, your grown-up getaway.
Must be 21. See Ho-Chunk Gaming representative for more details.
Hi, this is Kevin from Toma Erie Credit Union, where we make lending easy. Make TACU your first stop to get pre-approved before you purchase your next vehicle, UTV, motorcycle, boat, or camper. Finance with TACU and get all the bells and whistles with rates as low as 2.49% annual percentage rate, plus gap insurance, warranties, and membership payment protection. Call, stop in, or apply online at TACUonline.com to get pre-approved today. TACU is federally insured by NCUA. Membership eligibility required.
Seven years and counting. Hi, Jerry here. Scratch that. It's now 8 years in a row. You have once again voted us the best barbecue, best ribs, and best caterer in La Crosse County. It's truly a humbling experience. We continue to work hard to provide the very best food and service to any size group, catering, carryout, or dining in our restaurant in West Salem. We pledge you'll always get the best food and service, Big Boar Barbecue and Catering, Highway 16, West Salem, a delicious mouthful.
Things are coming this year to the Toma Sparta Speedway. Starting May 6th, the regular divisions are back. Mods, Sporties, Hobbies, Soccer Mom Minivans, Six Shooters, and Hornets. Plus, TSS welcomes in the three-night late model Triple Crown, the Big 8 Late Model Series, Vintage Car Racing, and Bandos and Legends. Also making stops are the Midwest Dash Series, the Mid-American Stock Series, and Super Cup Series. Also, Hobby Fest 3 and the annual Tim Meyer Memorial Race at the Toma Sparta Speedway, 3 miles west of Toma on Highway 21.
With fuel prices still sky high, the Toma BP has a reward program to help you save. With BP Me Rewards, you can instantly save on every gallon every time you fuel up at BP and Amoco stations. And you do it all from your phone with the BP Me app. The BP Me app also makes it easy to pay. View receipts, track rewards, and more without ever leaving your driver's seat. Just a few taps and a whole lot of savings. BP, where rewards members get the best gas prices by automatically comparing BP Amoco prices to competitor stations. The Toma BP, 215 West Clifton Street in Toma.
A gold ball is usually given to champions. The Comfort Inn on Alaska was just awarded a gold ball by Choice Hotels for ranking the top 8% of all Comfort Inn hotels in the country, 40th out of over 500 hotels. High marks were given for guest service, comfort of the rooms, cleanliness, an outstanding hot breakfast, and overall service. Whether it's a weekend getaway, a hotel for your wedding party or class reunion, or you're a business traveler, stay where you'll be treated like a champion. Make your online reservations today at choicehotels.com or find the Comfort Inn on Alaska on Facebook. The Comfort Inn, I-90, exit 4 on Alaska.
We made it through the first turn. Now back to the Midwest Race Report on Bog Country 101.3 and 1490 The Eagle.
Welcome back, race fans. Midwest Race Report on this Saturday. I'm the voice, Dan Dinker. Billy Doc Niles, Paul the Penguin Reichert, and Kevin Ramsell on the phone down in Stoughton as, again, Wednesday night. First time we had the Legends back since 19. Were you there racing in 1996? Do you remember the last time the Legends were there?
I do remember the Legends. Well, I remember Isaac Owen. I don't remember all the guys he raced against, but
run on the big track or the small track?
No, they ran the quarter mile.
Okay. A lot of people wanted them on the big track last night, but I don't know.
I think they had enough speed for the quarter mile.
No, every driver we talked to said, even Paul was down talking to them too, said they were just blazing fast.
Yeah. Well, and we talked about that new pavement. We knew that new pavement was going to bring different things, and we've seen the Junior Cup cars. We've got the Legends now, they say it's slick, but it's fast, and that's the kind of track that it's a driver's track.
Paul had a chance to talk with longtime Legend driver Tim Brockhouse Wednesday night, and it was interesting because a part of that interview you hear Tim say, hey, we were told that this was a rotten, bumpy, terrible course, but that wasn't the case.
Tim, good to see you. How are you, sir?
Doing great. You know, oddly enough, I happened to look on the website, and it said the track record with Legend cars was in 1996. I don't even know. Half these kids weren't even born then, I have no idea that they ran Legends here before.
Yeah, they ran. I think the record was set back in late August of 96 here, and I know they were part of Oktoberfest Thursday night for several years.
Well, that's what we're trying to get back to. I think it'd be a cool little show, and the fans would really love them.
Mm-hmm. Now, how many family members are involved with racing here, Legends cars or Bandoleros?
In mine?
Yes.
Just three of them tonight. My wife actually is not here, so my middle boy is driving her car. But to be honest with you, we're all kind of a big family. All these kids, I've watched them grow up, I swear. And some of them work for me, and some of them are slaves, and the other ones are just Klingon driver kids. So I'm my head mechanic, Jake Trado. He's racing a car tonight. We've got, 16 cars here? Mm-hmm. I think the oldest guy here is in his 60s, and the youngest is 12, this kid right here.
And how are you involved in getting the Legends here? Are you involved with the Legends Direct, or how are you involved?
Oh, no. I'm Great North Legends. I'm the premier Legend car dealer in the Midwest. We have been a dealer for this area since 2006. So I've been doing this for a long time. Chuck and I talked over the winter. A couple of the guys actually live here in La Crosse, and so they reached out to him too, and him and I got together and got a plan.
Mm-hmm. And this seems like a really close-knit family here with the Legends cars here. How big how much you enjoy doing this?
I mean, I love it. Off the track, we all hang out. Half these kids stay overnight with me and try not to get them in any kind of trouble with their parents, but that happens too. But on the track, I hate every one of them, but other than that, off the track, I honestly got We are one huge, huge family. It's awesome.
Mm-hmm. And tell us about a little bit about how much it costs to get involved running these Legends cars here.
So used cars, the old 1250 cars you can pick up for next to nothing these days at mm-hmm. $6,000-$7,000 range, but a brand new Legend car is about 20 plus by the time it's all said and done with all the safety equipment and containment seats and decals and all that kind of stuff too. The base car starts at 16, but then you know you're going to add some stuff just to get it you know up to speed. The nice thing about it, they're a spec car from bumper to bumper. Literally, you have to buy the bumpers from me, and the engines are sealed. Their gear ratios are there's only 10 of them that you're even allowed to use, and every part on the car is a spec car and is labeled by INEX, which is our sanctioning body.
Mm-hmm. And of course, I saw you in action Friday night at Thomas Spartan Speedway. How much fun did you have running out there?
You know, that's a riot. That's the second time we were there, and we had a good time. They always have a good crowd. It looks like we're going to have a good crowd here tonight with the fair and everything, but Thomas a lot of fun. It's an old-school racetrack like this place, so it's neat to go to these places. A lot of history, and you know, we enjoy running to different places than just the same old tracks we normally run.
What would you say is the most challenging racetrack for the Legends cars?
This one right now, because this place is really tough to get around. I'm usually pretty quick everywhere I go, and I'm getting beat up. So hopefully I figure it out here. But yeah, it's definitely challenging. Those tractor tires are a little intimidating, so it's kind of one of those things where we're all going to have to be on our toes. Fortunately, we're all a bunch of friends tonight, so we've decided that we're going to just play nice mm-hmm. for once.
And the new pavement on the quarter mile, how much is that making things a little more interesting?
You know, there's not a lot of grip on it. It feels like the cars really push and slide a lot, but you know, that's probably because we've never run here before. But it's very smooth, I'll tell you that. Everybody was telling me about how bumpy it was and how the transition was going to be rough, and I have no idea what they're talking about, because they did a great job on it.
Mm-hmm. And any sponsors you want to thank that are supporting the Brockhouse family and their efforts here?
My wife, who owns Brock's Flooring back in Burnsville, Minnesota. Otherwise, Great North Legends is our company, and we're kind of self-funded. Shell Motor Oil, they kind of stand behind us a little bit, and Eternity Homes.
All right. Well, best of luck tonight out here, Tim, and hopefully we'll see you again real soon.
Awesome. Thanks for having us.
And, of course, he also mentioned to me on the track last night, he was looking forward to that dip, because that's the first thing they hear coming out of Iowa and Minnesota. There's such a huge dip.
Well, that dip has been there since when did they pave it? 89, I think it was, Paul, when they made that quarter mile?
Something like that, yeah.
88 or 89? Yep, 88. Since 88, that quarter mile's been there. And that dip has been there since 88. It's legendary now. You know, a lot of people fear it. A lot of people use that dip to set their cars, and now it's kind of smoothed out a little bit, and you see some drivers kind of liking it.
Big Lat's name of racing in western Wisconsin is the Borntrager name. They have been around for quite a long time. Elroy, Kendall, Toma, that whole region.
Mm-hmm.
And Rose Borntrager was very impressive when she ran the Legends at Toma last Friday night. And Paul caught up with her Wednesday night at lacrosse to get her feelings.
So is this your rookie season running with the Legends here?
It's my first full-time season. So, yeah, I did a couple races last year. But, yeah, for sure this year is the year that I've been racing a lot more.
And what made you want to start doing the Legends here, competing with them?
I always thought they looked pretty cool at my home track. It was Dell's. I just always looked at, I mean, I watched them all the time, and I thought they were pretty cool, so I wanted to, something I wanted to get into, and, I mean, they're small, and they're pretty fast for how small they are.
Mm-hmm. And how much time and effort, how much expense do you have to put into one of these cars?
It just depends if you wreck a lot, I mean, but for the most part, not as much. I mean, it's less expensive than, like, obviously the big cars, but it's a decent amount.
And, of course, we saw you in action last Friday night at Thomas Sparta Speedway. How much fun did you have racing there? What was that like?
That was a pretty fun track, I'd say. It was one of the funnest tracks I've been to. Different, but, yeah, for sure fun. Mm-hmm.
And any other tracks you like going to running these Legends cars?
Slinger and Dells. I love Slinger, and Dells is my home track. I love that track, too.
Okay. And the high banks there at Slinger makes it a little more interesting, a little more challenging?
Yeah, for sure. Yep. carry a lot of speed.
Oh, yeah. And let's give some love to your sponsors here that are helping you out in your efforts this year.
Born Construction, MB Storage, and Great North Legends.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And definitely you get some help within the family here. Andrew, of course, also runs in the Legends. Probably get help from David, too. How much time and effort do you put in the car yourself versus the getting help from the within the family?
I'd say we all do our fair share. I think I do just as much as anyone else, or they help me just as much as I help them. So it's pretty much, we just help each other out and get things done.
All right. Well, best of luck tonight here at Lacrosse. Hope you have a good time and your first time out.
Thank you.
How many Born Traggers were there Wednesday night, Paul? Three?
There was Andrew, also running Legends, and
Rose,
and...
How many were a third? Because you have now. If you go up some classes, you have male and Born Tragger.
Yeah. How many of them were crewing for those
and,
guys?
Alan runs. Both run late models.
Yep. Male and former track champion.
And
Toma.
Don't forget about David.
Yep. David Born Tragger. So
sportsman champion. Yeah. Born Tragger pulled a Nettleman 2 years ago when he won track championships at both Toma and the Dells in the
yeah,
same year.
In the same year. And yeah. I'm like, how did you talk about some traveling? That's every Friday and every Saturday. He didn't miss a beat.
Yep.
Alrighty. When do we come back? We're going to be talking a little super late model CWRA.
That's
right, CWRA. We're going to talk about them and more when the Midwest Race Report continues on Vaughn Country 101.3 1490 The Eagle.
If you're looking to sell your house or property, Century 21 says now is the time. Century 21 affiliated agents are ready to deliver an extraordinary experience. They will bring a commitment to helping you strategize on current market opportunities. Stop into either La Crosse or Toma Century 21 locations or call 608-784-2121 and work with the number one Century 21 franchise in the world, 8 years running. Century 21. Don't settle for average.
Racing is synonymous to West Salem, and so is the Silverado Saloon in downtown West Salem, your racing headquarters. Jen and her staff welcome you in for all of the pre- and post-race shenanigans. Show your race ticket, get your second drink free. The expanded grill menu has all your favorites like chicken fingers, deep-fried veggies, and more. And the pizzas are always hot and fresh right out of the oven. DJs, bands, and karaoke can always be found at Silverado's every weekend. Check out their Facebook page for events. Silverado Saloon, your pre- and post-HQ in downtown West Salem.
Every Saturday at Dells Raceway Park from May to September, it's exciting stock car racing. Drivers from throughout the Midwest try to tame the one-third mile paved oval. Your family will enjoy the playground for the kids, ice-cold beverages, and the terrific food. Gates open at 3, qualifying at 4:30, green flag racing at 6. Dells Raceway Park, located 5 miles west of Wisconsin Dells on Highways 12 and 16. For more info, go online to DellsRaceWayPark.com. Get the family together for exciting stock car action every Saturday night at Dells Raceway Park.
If you're looking for a great pizza with that hometown flavor, then you need to visit the Pizza Villa in downtown West Salem and in downtown Sparta. Beth and Ashley make their own dough each day and purchase fresh veggies and pork locally. Their pizzas are made to order, never pre-made. Hungry but not for pizza? Then try their pizza fries, wings, stuffed pizza puffs, chicken sandwiches, taco salads, and burgers. Find daily and weekly coupon specials on their social media pages. Pickup or delivery. Pizza Villa, West Salem and Sparta. Hometown flavor.
Would you like a job making people happy? Well, I believe we can help you out. Big Boar Barbecue and Catering has openings for both full and part-time work. Days, nights, or weekends. Need to be free on weekends or need to be done by the time the kids get out of school? We can work with that. We need hardworking, energetic people who love to make people happy because our food makes everybody happy. Join the team at Big Boar Barbecue, Highway 16, West Salem. Now that's a mouthful.
At Big Boar Barbecue.
A gold ball is usually given to champions. The Comfort Inn on Alaska was just awarded a gold ball by Choice Hotels for ranking the top 8% of all Comfort Inn hotels in the country, 40th out of over 500 hotels. High marks were given for guest service, comfort of the rooms, cleanliness, an outstanding hot breakfast, and overall service. Whether it's a weekend getaway, a hotel for your wedding party or class reunion, or your business traveler, stay where you'll be treated like a champion. Make your online reservations today at choicehotels.com or find the Comfort Inn on Alaska on Facebook. The Comfort Inn, I-90, Exit 4 on Alaska.
It's the Fab Four of Short Track Racing. Dan, Doc, Paul, and Kevin on the Midwest Race Report.
Welcome back, Midwest Race Report, Bog Country 101.3, 14.9 of the Eagle, Magnum.media app, the TuneIn app.
Love that TuneIn app.
We're presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells, your grown-up getaway. You were just telling me if I'd ever heard of Ashante, I'm like, man, she was huge back in the 90s.
Yeah, that's the only time I ever heard her name, like I said, was on that that old TV show about the casino, Las Vegas. With the guy who just died, he was in The Godfather.
James Caan.
Yeah, James Caan was the star of that show. That's the only time I ever heard of Ashante's
name. She used to travel with like Belle Biv DeVoe and Boys to Men and I'll Be Sure and Keith Sweat.
And the only reason we bring Ashante's name up is because her and Twista will be appearing at Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells on August 13th. So we'll give you more details about that here in a couple of weeks.
And one of Billy's favorite bands is going to be down at Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells. Hairball's coming up here, and I think in September.
September, October, something like that. I haven't looked that far ahead on the schedule yet.
Are you going?
We'll see where that falls.
We may have to do that because I know there's no racing that night. Wednesday night, Penguin had the mic and had a good chance to talk with some CWRA drivers, three big names, and the gentleman that won a feature and took second and continues to lead the points was Mark Eswine.
Oh, it's always a pleasure to come here. Throughout my career, we've had some memorable times here. Mm-hmm. Now, when did you start your racing career? 1990 would have been the start of the super late model career.
Okay. And countless track championships across the central Wisconsin area, Golden Sands, Wausau, I mean, countless victories. I mean, too many to memorize here, but quite a powerhouse you are in central Wisconsin.
Well, we're five or six features away, I think, from 100 in super late model racing. So we've won a couple here over the years, and I'd certainly like to get one tonight.
Mm-hmm. And when was tell us about the first time you raced here at La Crosse. What was that like?
I believe I came here in 1990, my first year as a super late model. I remember, you know, growing up as just being a short track, quarter mile, third mile guy. I came here, and this was like Talladega when you pulled out on the straightaway for the first time.
Oh, yeah. And, I mean, you've been around the Midwest. Yeah, have you been raced at Milwaukee, too, at the Milwaukee Mile?
I have raced at Milwaukee a couple times. One of my memorable times here in Oktoberfest racing was... 97, I showed up here as a youngster, and I believe there was 86 super late models for the last Artco show, and this little kid had fast time, so he was finished third on Sunday, so I really like the racetrack here.
Oh, yes, and over the years, you've just seen a lot of racers come and go. Is there any driver that you really enjoyed racing against a lot over the years?
I'd have to say Steve Holshausen is probably one of my favorites.
Oh, yes. Gosh, it's great to have you here. And let's give some love to the sponsors here that are supporting you throughout the 2022 season.
Well, we definitely like to thank Jolly Good, TTI, Eagle Disposal, The Barn, Rebellion, IQ Optical, Wagner Automotive. Without all their help, it definitely wouldn't get us here and keep us going year after year.
Oh, yes. And you've been pretty much a homebody, sticking around here, maybe running a few tours once in a while. But what just keeps you coming back to racing here in central Wisconsin?
Well, I mean, obviously, you know, it's only an hour and a half for me to get here. I grew up being... You know, centrally located, it took me an hour to get to the Dells, an hour to get to Wausau, and 15 minutes to Plover. So I was kind of spoiled with travel. So, but we always like coming over here. And, you know, I'm just an old school short track racer, I guess. That's all I ever wanted to do. And we're just doing it as a family, a small group of us, and having a good time.
All right. Well, best of luck tonight, and we'll see you again down the road.
Okay. Thanks for having us.
All right. I said it during the broadcast Wednesday night. Tom Reffner, four championships. Jeff Weinfurter, four championships. Three other drivers have either three or two apiece. This is the best that S1 has ever been in CWRA. Paul or Kevin and Doc, where does this come from?
Years and years and years and years of experience.
Yes.
I mean, I sent you a message last night during the broadcast.
Wednesday night
during the broadcast that I used to race against S. Wine in the old street stock slash Grand Slammer class at the Dells in the late 80s. So he has come a long way since he won that first feature down at the Dells.
And Kevin, you sent me a message during the broadcast that was somewhat like the one Bill sent.
Yeah, he said he is so good, especially around central Wisconsin, that he should be have more than four championships. He's one of those kind of guys that belongs in the higher upper echelons of super late model racing.
How many track championships does he have at Marshfield?
Oh, tons. I mean, I can't remember off the top of my head. Same thing with Golden Sands and Central Wisconsin track.
Penguin researches that one. He also had a chance to talk to a longtime lacrosse late model driver and kind of back and forth in the CWRA. That's Holman's Racing Rob Christian.
So what made you want to be a part of the CWRA here? What wanted you to pique your interest? I mean, you probably saw it when you were younger, that.
Yeah, it's when I was growing up, that's what was racing all over Wisconsin. My heroes, Dick Trickle, Tom Reffner, and which Tom Reffner is still here today and involved heavily with the CWRA. And it's Wisconsin racing history is CWRA. It's been around for 58 years.
Oh, yes.
You know, and it's I just want to keep it going.
Oh, yes. And to have it here at La Crosse, come back to La Crosse starting 2 years ago with the tribute to Larry Weirs here, this must make you feel real proud to be have the CWRA back at the place that was one of the, I'm trying to think of the word here, I think you know what I mean.
Yeah, this is my home track, and this was CWRA's weekly stop here on a Wednesday night. Mm-hmm. So that's why we got the Wednesday night, the fair is kicking off, the weather's great this year, and it's ready for some great super late model action.
Mm-hmm. And how have things been going for you this year with the CWRA?
It's been a rocky start at the beginning of the year. We did a lot of work on the car this week. Mm-hmm. So what a great place to turn around in front of my home crowd fans. You know?
Oh, yes. And we got to give some love to the sponsors that are helping out here on your efforts in the CWRA. Let's give some love to them.
Couldn't do it out with J&L Collectibles, Grizzlies Entertainment, and Weirs Racing Products Machine.
Mm-hmm. All right. And, it's good to have you here. Great to see you, and best of luck tonight.
Thanks.
Rob admitted that he let his tires get underneath him twice last night as he spun out by himself in feature number one and feature number two, but did no damage and came back out and finished.
I see. He was doing the grounds crew a favor in the backstretch a couple times.
Paul Payne really did the grounds crew a favor in that first. Not only the grounds crew, but as much smoke as he had up out of his tires, we didn't have mosquitoes all the way to the Weirs area in turn one.
Yeah, but credit to Payne. He came back, got third in that second feature.
Well, Paul, though, looks that up. He had a chance to talk with a driver Wednesday night that's very literate. Very matter of fact when he talks, and he's a younger guy, though. He's not even close to being Mark Eswine's age or Rob Christian's age, and that's Jesse Bernhagen. And we're going to hear from him first and then get some comment from both you guys on where this guy's future could be.
Take us through the twin features here. How did things go for you in the first feature?
First feature was a lot better than the second feature. We just kind of completely missed the setup in the second feature. The first time, we had a really good car for the first 12 laps, and then the air pressures grew up too big and just had no drive out. It looked like a really good race from my perspective, up front and everything, and these cars always put on a good show at this track. So.
Yep. And, of course, you're a perennial front runner in the late mile class across the state of Wisconsin. Have that 8-point lead on Mr. Quattro Quattro at the Dells and that Assembly Product shootout is coming up tonight, actually. How is it looking for you there?
Probably going to finish second to the Quattro Quattro. We got that points lead, but if you pay attention to social media, you know why that is. And, unfortunately, we just cannot figure out how to catch that car. But we're clear number two down there right now, and number two on Saturday night pays $1,500, so we'll try to win that, and maybe if we get lucky, we can come home with $5,000. You know, it's one of those deals where if we get far enough out in front and make it hard on him, we can maybe pull it off, but he's got the thing hooked up right now.
Oh, yeah. And, of course, you won the first round of the Late Model Triple Crown Series at Toma. I know the Big Eights are running at Wausau as part of the Legion's Memorial on Friday night. How do you like racing up at State Park Speedway? I know this is a very tough track up there.
Oh, State Park's a fun track. Okay. It's a cool little place. It's wider than it looks, and there's no grip. So you just kind of slide around. It's like a mini Marshfield. There's no grip at all, and it's a really Keene driver's track. Complete opposite at Tolma, actually. You know, the two tracks look very similar to the eye. But Toma's got a lot of grip coming out of the corners. You can really work the outside of Tolma if things get bottled up on the bottom. The tight corners make it almost like Martinsville, kind of. It's a cool little place.
Yep. And the Big 8 race back a few weeks ago, that was a great performance by you to claim the your first victory in the Big 8 series, and I believe you became the 50th different winner in series history.
Oh, really? I didn't know about the 50th winner thing. Yeah, I definitely knew it was my first Big 8 win. We've come close in that series so many times, and we don't run the series that often anymore, which has taken away a lot of winning opportunities, obviously, but to get one at Tolma, where we have the most laps around that place, and we knew going in that we were the favorite. To make good on the favorite promise is always really nice, and that was a big win for us for sure.
Okay. Yes, and of course I remember. Of course, was it the first the CBRE ran there in 2018, and you won the first feature there, and. Let's not forget about that. You've had some experience with the CBRA, your first experience at Tolma. You really can get around just about any track, I think.
No, we can wheel it. Yeah, my dad does a great job with the setup. Ken does a great job helping us out, getting the cars ready. And, you know, the CWA this year is a little bit different for us. We're running a different car that we are learning from the beginning. I call it a true super late model. The car that I used to run in the CWA is my limited late model.
Okay.
This one's got a 6-liter LS engine that we're still trying to figure out how to hook up on these recap tires. And we were able to do it at the Dells. We won that one by a mile, but I can't quite figure it out on these flat tracks yet. So they got 3 races at the Dells yet, and I'm looking forward to those because we'll definitely run better than we have tonight. But, you know, we still ran respectable. Cars in one piece. I was in the middle of 2-3 wide issues there, and just happy it's in one piece after those deals. So.
Oh, yeah, so that's very good. Very good. And let's give some love to the sponsors helping out here throughout the 2022 season.
Sure. Deering Lawn Services out of Wanakee, they help us out wherever we go, anywhere we go, no matter what car we're on. Deb Shot and Photography is a great sponsor of Brian's. You know, Wagner Automotives, Team Brad, Chasing Daylight Animal Shelter and Goronsky Signs, they all help us out on this car. I got a ton more that help me out on my other car that are all great and have been with us for years, and I appreciate them a ton. It's been a lot of fun the last 15 years we've been doing it, and hopefully we can keep it going for a while.
All right. Well, best of luck the rest of the season to you, Jesse, and good job tonight here at Lacrosse.
Bernhagen's name is known all over the state of Wisconsin in super lates and late models. Matter of fact, last night, Tolma, second stage of our late model Triple Crown, he won the first one. This guy has a future in racing.
Definitely. He's won CWA races at the Dells this year. He's won the late model down at Tolma. He's been competitive. I think he won Big 8, if I'm wrong, Kevin. I think he won Big 8 at Lacrosse 1 year at Oktoberfest.
Believe it or not, his first Big 8 win came a few weeks ago at Tolma Sparta Speedway.
Oh, okay. All right. My bad.
That was an impressive show because he started pretty far back in the field for that. And we all know how tough it is to pass at Tolma Sparta. He may look like he's been there many, many times. And he was before Oliver took over. He ran some special events there. But Bernhagen has been a contender just about everywhere from racing the Big 8 series to Super Lates.
And, Paul, not only that, with Bernhagen at Tolma Sparta Speedway starting in the back, he had to go through a whole ton of wrecks and cautions and patience to win that thing.
Yes,
because all
did.
The bad stuff happened in the beginning of that race.
Yeah, that was a pretty crazy race. But Jesse managed to avoid a lot of it and somehow was able to work his way through the field and end up claiming the victory.
Mark Eswine, how many championships at Marshfield?
Let's see here.
Didn't he just say 10?
10 at Golden Sands.
10 at
Golden Sands.
Sands.
My goodness. I want to thank all those gentlemen for coming on. When we come back, we're going to pump up the laughter a little bit. One of our favorite guests, especially on TV, even though we don't have any cranberries in front of us, Corey Jankowski is going to join us next on the Midwest Race Report presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin. Dell's your grown-up getaway.
A unique style of great country music. It's Colt 4.
Cranky! with the Outlaw Southern Sounds of the Lax. Performing live Sunday, August 14th at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. Tickets are on sale now through Ticketmaster.
See a John Deere in the field, we can ride it.
It's Cold Ford and the Lax. Sunday, August 14th at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. Your grown-up getaway.
Must be 21 to attend the Cold Ford and Lax concert and to enter the gaming floor.
If you're looking to sell your house or property, Century 21 says now is the time. Century 21 affiliated agents are ready to deliver an extraordinary experience. They will bring a commitment to helping you strategize on current market opportunities. Stop into either La Crosse or Toma Century 21 locations or call 608-784-2121 and work with the number one Century 21 franchise in the world, 8 years running. Century 21. Don't settle for average.
Racing is synonymous to West Salem, and so is the Silverado Saloon in downtown West Salem. Your racing headquarters. Jen and her staff welcome you in for all of the pre- and post-race shenanigans. Show your race ticket. Get your second drink free. The expanded grill menu has all your favorites like chicken fingers, deep-fried veggies, and more. And the pizzas are always hot and fresh right out of the oven. DJs, bands, and karaoke can always be found at Silverado's every weekend. Check out their Facebook page for events. Silverado Saloon, your pre- and post-HQ in downtown West Salem.
Big things are coming this year to the Toma Sparta Speedway. Starting May 6th, the regular divisions are back. Mods, sporties, hobbies, soccer mom minivans, six shooters and hornets. Plus TSS welcomes in the three-night late model triple crown, the big eight late model series, vintage car racing, and bandos and legends. Also making stops are the Midwest Dash Series, the Mid-American Stock Series, and Super Cup Series. Also Hobby Fest 3, and the annual Tim Meyer Memorial Race at the Toma Sparta Speedway, 3 miles west of Toma on Highway 21.
Hello, race fans. This is Todd Scholes, president of Toma Area Credit Union and proud sponsor of the Toma Sparta Speedway. We believe in supporting our communities, local organizations, and developing strong relationships with our members. Are you able to get local decisions or even sit down and talk with the president of your financial? If not, it may be time to become a member at TACU. We are located right here in Toma to help you with all your financial needs. Stop in and feel the TACU difference, and I'll be seeing you at the races. TACU is federally insured by NCUA. Membership eligibility required.
If you're looking for a great pizza with that hometown flavor, then you need to visit the Pizza Villa in downtown West Salem and in downtown Sparta. Beth and Ashley make their own dough each day and purchase fresh veggies and pork locally. Their pizzas are made to order, never pre-made. Hungry but not for pizza? Then try their pizza fries, wings, stuffed pizza puffs, chicken sandwiches, taco salads, and burgers. Find daily and weekly coupon specials on their social media pages. Pickup or delivery. Pizza Villa, West Salem and Sparta, hometown flavor.
This is Cole Howland, driver of the number one late model. You're listening to the Midwest Race Report with Dan, Doc, and Paul.
Welcome back, Midwest Race Report, Vaughn Country 101.3, 1490 of the Eagle, Magnum.media app, the TuneIn app.
Love that TuneIn app.
Both stations' websites presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells, your grown-up getaway. That's Paul, that's Doc, Kevin's on the phone. I'm Radio Man Dan Dyker again. Making some sketchy weather here this afternoon. Keep it tuned to these radio stations and even our Midwest Race Report Facebook radio page will keep you updated on what's going to be going on weather-wise.
Follow your Speedway's Facebook and Twitter feeds. They will have all the information you need.
One guy that I really think brings a lot of entertainment. He brings competitiveness, number one, but he always brings entertainment no matter whether he wins or loses. And I've been watching him do this for all 16 years I've been out here, is Thomas Corey Jankowski. And I remember, I wanted to say, Wednesday night I announced it had been 5 or 6 years ago that he was the first driver, I think, ever to run five different divisions at Oktoberfest. Remember that, Paul?
I do remember that, yes.
But I can't remember, goodness, what year that was. But this guy is, you know, I mean, obviously his nephew, Harley Jankowski, I nicknamed him the Jokester years ago. But he's got to get that. Bill, to you, the characteristics and the personality Corey Jankowski has belongs in short track racing.
Yeah, we need more people like that. You got a lot of I know you got guys who just are stone faced, show no emotion, and what little emotion they do show is not the kind of emotion you want to see. But when you see a guy like Corey Jankowski jump out of his car, Batman cape on, that's a guy you instantly like. And here's what he had to say to Paul last Wednesday.
Corey, good to see you, brother. How are you doing?
Oh, pretty good, pretty good. Glad to be back to La Crosse Speedway, whatever. Get a little laps on this track here before Oktoberfest, so it's kind of fun to be up here right now.
Yep. And this is the second running of the Tribute to Larry Weir's here show. How excited were you when they announced this race back in 2020 about the happening?
Oh, that was awesome. When I found out that Weir's, whatever, and I'm good friends with Chad and all those guys over there, that's so awesome that they're putting this on. And, yeah. Kudos, whatever, for all those guys to even put a bonus money in there for this double feature here.
Yes. And how's the season been going for you so far with the CWRA?
Well, if some of the guys can get their head out of their asses, I think we'll be all right. Had some mixer up down to the Dells. A dumbass put me over the well, but that happens. You know, some people just... They put a helmet on and they lose all their common sense.
Yep.
But then went to Marshfield and God dang it, they got shit together. And I was driving the 27 car, me and him were lap by lap, good racing, whatever. I came into that the first feature. I went over to him, said, dude, he even got me at the end there, but I didn't care. But it was good racing. We're talking lap for lap, side by side, back and forth, back and forth. That's awesome. And then in the second feature, I started way in the back there, and I went on the outside doing three wide stuff that's crazy to do out there. And I had it figured out in that first feature. So in the second feature, I went all the way to the lead. Until damn S1 come up there and got my ass, but it happens.
Yeah, I might want to talk to Bob Ford, who did a little four wide deal on the far outside in one of the sportsman features here recently. Pulled that off pretty well and ended up winning that race.
Oh, yeah, when you got a split decision, and when you got a guy that's a second slower in front of you, you got a split section. Well, how are you going to do this, and how are you going to do it without, you know, being stupid and put yourself in a harm's way? And I did it legal right to the outside and got him on entry. I hit the gas. I couldn't believe that it stuck, and I came back out looking. It's like, oh, I passed him. I'm going back in. But then all of a sudden, the guy on the inside, he's got to be aware of it so he doesn't slide all the way up and take that position. You know, it gets crazy coming out of the hole, but it's pretty cool when everybody gets their spotters are doing their job, and everybody's doing their job. And you know, and nobody really wrecked hard up there in Marshfield doing all that crazy stuff. Even when we had lights out, you know, on that start of the race, lights out at the end of the race. I mean, come on. Man, don't get crazier than that, you know.
And what keeps you coming back, running super late miles, running with Tundra, running around the Midwest here?
Maybe because I'm single yet. I think if I had a woman, I think that's it. Day's over.
Yeah.
Throw the wheel in. I guess if you don't see a ring on my finger, I guess I'm racing.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. And we got to give some love to your sponsors helping you out here. I know you have Havelman Brothers, which has been, how long have they been supporting you?
2007 was when I approached to them and stuff and showed them what I have. And Ray Senior Havelman just loved my program, what I did with the sportsmen's division. Remember the days I was dominating, I was swinging those things below my belt, and man, things were working. And then I just moved up, and boy, I took that division to another world with the 09, the Rookie of the Year, you know, limited late model, you know, championship. Backed it up in 10, and then just sailed away in a super late model. Got along with the West Coons, just broke track records here in the 11s, and then you have your downfall a little bit. Yeah. But you know what? I never gave up the love for the sport.
Oh, yeah.
And now, you know, I'm just turned 50 this year, and you just like Mitch Leiden and I always say, it's like you just got to take a step back, and this is what we do. We've done this for 20 plus years, I mean, almost 30 years. This is what we do. It's like, and we're good at what we do, you know. Sometimes you have a good run, sometimes you don't. I mean, seeing Storm down there quick qualify that one, you know, sometimes some guys will just get it out there, and it's awesome to see. That's us older guys. I can't believe we're getting older now.
And who else is supporting your efforts?
Habelman's brother company, Cranberries, has been, like I said, wonderful to me. I wouldn't be where I'm at without them. And then throughout the years, I brought on, you know, Kathy Geneva Cole. She had that fun time daycare, but she's retired not tomorrow, but she follows our racing. She loves the Dick Trickle Memorial, reports all that. Yep. And then I just put on their crowbar here last year and stuff.
So the Crow Bar out of Tomah, Wisconsin is an awesome, fine bar. That's a class act bar. If you want to see a class act bar, you go there.
Okay. Well, Corey, best of luck tonight. We knew you were going to appear on this particular show, as always. So good luck tonight.
And just a quick thing out there. I mean, I got people behind me like Harley Jankowski, my nephew. Mm-hmm. I got... my brother Kurt, Kurt's shop, he always helps me out in the pits and stuff like that too. Left-hander chassis, there's little guys behind all of some of the stuff too. He helps me, those little things that help a lot. DSR chassis out of Tomah, Wisconsin. That Derek Squire is one of my best friends, whatever. He's a wizard at all this stuff too. So I really appreciate everybody that does help a lot. Some of my teammates, Steve Apel, I couldn't believe I couldn't get him on my, you know, you've seen the Apel thing, whatever. Yeah. Don't want to take too much airtime up here, but anyways, just having a ball this year, and I appreciate everybody that comes out and supports us too in this racing.
All right, well, thanks a lot, Corey, for the time. Good luck tonight.
Kevin Ramsey, you've dealt with Corey Jankowski not only at LaCrosse's Oktoberfest, but you've caught up with him many times on the tour. Does he stay like that on the tour as well?
Not much. We have Harley racing on the tour more than Corey does, but it's been a while since Corey there, but Corey and I go way back to when I was working with ASA Racing, because he had a student part of our scholarship program that won the whole thing and got to earn a scholarship. So that was really cool. But his personality, I think he's a former 00 winner too at Oktoberfest, isn't he?
Yep.
Oh yeah, he got it the year after Fluffy Reinerts did.
I think
that's right.
I think he's the only one in a limited late model to do that.
Again, Corey Jankowski, great friend of the program. He's the only guy that when we used to have the TV show, and he mentioned Haberman Brothers Cranberries, been one of the biggest outfitters in this entire area, has been supporting him since about 2007. Only driver that would come on our TV show and bring frozen cranberries and cranberry water and muffin mix. And I think the one year he had like 8 or 9 different items had cranberries.
We had the table filled with stuff.
Yeah. And it was always nice because I always had enough cranberries. I mean, we're talking 4 or 5 pounds to be able to go home with. But again, you guys watched that race on Wednesday night, Bill and Kevin. How impressed were you in how he handled that first win?
I was very impressed just because he knows that track. So there's a part of me that was not surprised, but was glad. I was more glad to see him win that race and hold off a strong guy like Mark Eswine.
It was as I was watching it, it was pretty impressive. You know, number one. Yeah, former track champion in the sportsman class. You know, he's run a lot of laps on this track. He knows, you know, like he said in his interview, he was hitting his marks, getting around the corners really well. And it looked like he was saving it at the end there, too, because he got out to a pretty big lead, and he's seen Eswine coming, but there was no way Eswine was going to catch him. So a great job by Corey on that win.
Real quickly, how hard is it to run a late model or a super late model at the LaCrosse Speedway on cast-off tires?
Very hard. I mean, we run on used tires on Saturday nights. You get one new tire a night, which really puts you on your game. I mean, you know, guys are running up front every week. They're on top of their game when it comes to setup. Guys are running in the middle of the pack. Ah, me? Yeah, wasn't really on top of my setup all the time.
Kirshner was on tires that were 2 years old.
2 years old. Yeah, well, the repeatability of these Tall City, I mean, you could take them to almost any track, and they're going to work just so long as you get your stagger out.
All right, Corey Jankowski, greatly appreciate that. Bill's insight is always cool, too. I was going to ask him last night, but he wasn't at the track, or Wednesday night. I wanted to see what it was like to run with those cast-offs. When we come back, Paul Reichert, man, he has got a whole laptop full of results. I'm going to be talking about Tolan. Yeah, he's going to do it in one breath. He's going to try. And then Bill's going to let you know what's going on racing-wise throughout Western Wisconsin. Stick and stay. We're almost done. This is the Midwest Race Report.
With fuel prices still sky high, the Tomah BP has a reward program to help you save. With BP Me Rewards, you can instantly save on every gallon every time you fuel up at BP and Amoco stations. And you do it all from your phone with the BP Me app. The BP Me app also makes it easy to pay. View receipts, track rewards, and more without ever leaving your driver's seat. Just a few taps and a whole lot of savings. BP, where rewards members get the best gas prices by automatically comparing BP Amoco prices to competitor stations. The Tomah BP, 215 West Clifton Street in Tomah.
Every Saturday at Dell's Raceway Park from May to September, it's exciting stock car racing. Drivers from throughout the Midwest try to tame the one-third mile paved oval. Your family will enjoy the playground for the kids, ice-cold beverages, and the terrific food. Gates open at 3, qualifying at 4:30, green flag racing at 6. Dell's Raceway Park, located 5 miles west of Wisconsin Dells on Highways 12 and 16. For more info, go online to dellsracewaypark.com. Get the family together for exciting stock car action every Saturday night at Dell's Raceway Park.
Hi, this is Amanda, your mortgage loan officer at Toma Area Credit Union. I am here to help you with all of your home loan needs, whether you are looking to purchase, refinance, build your dream home, or take out a home equity line of credit. TACU is ready to roll out the welcome mat, so call, stop in, or apply online at tacuonline.com to find yourself right at home with a mortgage from Toma Area Credit Union. TACU is federally insured by NCUA and Equal Housing Opportunity Lender. Membership eligibility is required.
If you're looking for a great pizza with that hometown flavor, then you need to visit the Pizza Villa in downtown West Salem and in downtown Sparta. Seth and Ashley make their own dough each day and purchase fresh veggies and pork locally. Their pizzas are made to order, never pre-made. Hungry but not for pizza? Then try their pizza fries, wings, stuffed pizza puffs, chicken sandwiches, taco salads, and burgers. Find daily and weekly coupon specials on their social media pages. Pickup or delivery. Pizza Villa. West Salem and Sparta, hometown flavor.
If you're looking to sell your house or property, Century 21 says now is the time. Century 21 affiliated agents are ready to deliver an extraordinary experience. They will bring a commitment to helping you strategize on current market opportunities. Stop into either La Crosse or Toma Century 21 locations or call 608-784-2121. And work with the number one Century 21 franchise in the world, 8 years running. Century 21. Don't settle for average.
Big things are coming this year to the Toma Sparta Speedway. Starting May 6th, the regular divisions are back. Mods, Sporties, Hobbies, Soccer Mom Minivans, Six Shooters, and Hornets. Plus, TSS welcomes in the three-night late model Triple Crown, the Big 8 Late Model Series, Vintage Car Racing, and Bandos and Legends. Also making stops are the Midwest Dash Series, the Mid-American Stock Series, and Super Cup Series. Also, Hobby Fest 3 and the annual Tim Meyer Memorial Race at the Toma Sparta Speedway, 3 miles west of Toma on Highway 21.
It's time for the latest racing news on Reichert's Race Rewind. Now here's Paul Reichert.
Hey race fans, let's talk about the racing action that happened this past week. We'll start with the XR Super Series. They were at Seward, Iowa, Monday and Tuesday. Jonathan Davenport won on Monday night, and the big show Tuesday night went to Chris Madden. The 43rd running of the Slinger Nationals took place. William Byron won the Super Late Model feature. A lot of other stuff that happened, we'll talk about that later on, I don't know. Brad Miller won the Mendres Truck Series race. Ryan Timms won the USAC Midget race at Meeker, Oklahoma. Jim Chisholm, the prominent USRA B-Mod racer, claims his first modified win, wins the U.S. Modified Touring Series race in Mason City, Iowa. Kyle Larson won the World Outlaw Sprint Car race at Attica, Ohio. On Wednesday, the Dirt Car Summer Nationals at Montpelier, Indiana. Bobby Pierce, the winner. Super Dirt Car Series, the Big Block Modifieds at Pottsville, New York. Matt Shepard, the winner. USAC Midgets at Beloit, Kansas. Thomas Meserol, the winner. And night one for the World of Outlaw Sprint Cars at Eldora for the Kings Royal weekend, the Joker's Wild went to David Gravel. Thursday at State Park Speedway, Travis Volm won the Super Late Model feature at Kokona. Bobby Kendall won the Super Late Model feature. Brian Mundy, the Late Model feature. Dirt Car Summer Nationals were at Madarieville, Indiana. Two in a row for Bobby Pierce. Lucas Oil Late Model Dirt Series on the dirt now at I-70 in Odessa, Missouri. Hudson O'Neill, the winner. U.S. Modified Touring Series, night one of three big nights at Ogilvy, Minnesota, went to Dave Kane. And the World of Wild Sprint Cars at Ross at Allura, the historical big one taking place, Brent Marks the winner. Friday at Golden Sands, Brady Beal won the late model feature. Griffin McGrath the late model feature at Hawkeye Downs. AJ Demon won the Wesolda late model feature at Red Cedar. And Sam Mars the Wesolda modified feature. Terrence Robinson won the sportsman feature at Toma. IRA Sprints at Grand Forks, North Dakota. Austin Pierce the winner. Hudson O'Neill wins again the Lucas Oil late model dirt series, this time at Pontoon Beach, Illinois. The NASCAR Pinty Series on the road streets of Toronto, part of the IndyCar weekend. Kevin Robin LaCroix, the winner, DJ Shaw won the past North Shore race at North Woodstock, New Hampshire. Mitchell Moles, remember he won the USAC sprint race his first career last weekend. He won his first career USAC midget race at Fairbury, Illinois, night one there. U.S. Modified Touring Series night two at Ogilvy, Minnesota went to Dustin Sorensen. Shane Clinton won the World of Outlaw late model race at Grand Forks, North Dakota. And the night before the Kings Royal for the World of Outlaw sprint cars at Eldora went to David Gravel. Saturday at 1:41, Mike Mullen won the IMCA Modified feature at Cedar Lake. Their month of money continued, $5,000 to win for the Pro Stocks. Joel Collins, the winner. Lance Hofer, the USRA Modified late model winner. Brandon Davis won the USRA Modified feature at Deer Creek. The Dells, Quattro Quattro wins again. Mike Litch fell in the Pro Late Models, and Phil Maloof won the Midwest Dash feature. Twin features for the NASCAR Late Models at Elko went to Jake Ryan and Adam Benzik. Tyler Peterson, first-time winner alert, in the Late Models at Jefferson. Here at Lacrosse, welcome back to Victory Lane, Cole Howland, for the first time in a few years here. Welcome back. Mike Anderson won the race Lake with sort of a modified feature, ending Kevin Buzzy Adams' five-race win streak. Jake Galley won the 75th anniversary celebration NASCAR late model feature at Rockford. Joel Bennett won the late model feature at Shawano. Marcus Cherry, the IMCA modified feature. AMA Pro Motocross in our neck of the woods over in Millville, Minnesota, near Rochester. Eli Tomac swept the motors. Third straight weekend, he's done that. Sammy Smith won the ARCA CRA Super Series 56th annual Redbud 400 at Anderson, Indiana. Devin Moran won the Super Dirt Cars Summer Nationals race at Wausau in Ohio. IRA Sprints Night 2 at Grand Forks, North Dakota went to Jake Blackhurst. Johnny Scott won the Lucas Oil Late Model Dirt Series race in Wheatland, Missouri. Mid-Am Series went dirt racing at Sycamore, Illinois. Vince Cooper, the winner. NASCAR Wayland Modified Tour at Loudon. Anthony Nocella, the winner. Past North Tour. Night 2 at Woodstock, North Woodstock, New Hampshire. Johnny Clark, the winner. Tundra, last race at Norway Speedway up into UP 8 years ago. Dalton 01, he won Saturday night's feature. USAC Midgets Night 2 at Fairbury, Illinois. Michael Buddy Kofoid, the winner. Final night for the U.S. Modified Touring Series at Ogilvy, Minnesota. Jake Kim, the winner. 39th running of the Kings Royal for the World of Outlaw Sprint Cars at Eldora goes to Brent Marks. 30th running of the Kalamazoo Clash for the Outlaw Super Late Models at Kalamazoo, Michigan was won by Phil Bozell. Sunday at Angel Park, first-time winner alert, Matt Retchick won the Badger Midget feature. At Dubuque, Rod Klein, the IMCA Late Model winner, and Tyler Madigan, the IMCA Modified winner. NHRA was at Bend River, Colorado, kicking off their West Coast swing. Larry Pruitt won in Top Fuel, Robert Heinen, Funny Car, Matt Hartford in Pro Stock, and Matt Smith in Pro Stock Motorcycles. U.S. Modified Touring Series at Watertown, South Dakota, Jake O'Neill the winner, and the World of Outlaw Late Models up at Red Cedar up at Menominee, Mike Marlar was your winner. And that'll do it for this edition of Records Race Rewind. And now, with the latest and greatest in racing, here's Dan.
Well, Paul, what started out as a hot and steamy night at the Tomas Sports Speedway turned into a cool night of great racing, and we're going to start things off with qualifying. Young Seth Genevico has turned in to be a master of the six-shooters. He knocked out a 19.262. Andy Moore has qualified fastest every night for the Hobby Stocks this year, 17.759. High School Racing Association was Mitch Berg, number one in the state in the point standings, 19.614. And the late model Triple Crown Challenge, round two, Jesse Bernhagen. Wow, 15.632. To the features we go. Soccer Moms, it was Karina Hellickson winning again. She has swept the season so far. Andy Moore, the brother of Matt Moore, wins the six-shooter feature. High School Racing Association Ashton Toon Kinsley walked away from the field with a big win. Andy Moore, after a late crash involving Mike Kruger and Charles Viam, wins the Hobby Stock feature. And the late model Triple Crown Challenge, number two, went to the man who won it the first time, Jesse Bernhagen. He's now has three wins at the Tomas Sports Speedway this year. First and second round of the Triple Crown Late Model Challenge and also the Big 8 Late Model Series. Next weekend, it'll be fan photo number two at the Tomas Sports Speedway. When we return, we're going to let you know what the weather looks like for racing at the Lacrosse Speedway and Dells Raceway Park. Stick and stay. This is the Midwest Race Report presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, your grown-up getaway.
To be cool this summer, it's all about the ride. It's Ho-Chunk Gaming cruising the Dells giveaways. Where on July 29th, you'll have a chance to win a brand new Chevy Camaro, along with $1,500 in cash and $500 in rewards play. Earn entries all month long. And remember, the more you play, the more chances you have to win. It's the cruising the Dells giveaways, July 29th at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells, your grown-up getaway.
Must be 21. See Ho-Chunk Gaming representative for more details. Planning on a special event? Why not make it something easy for you and memorable for your guests? Hi, Jerry here from Big Boar Barbecue and Catering. No matter the size of your party, from 5 to 500, we can handle it. Graduation parties, anniversaries, retirement parties, family gatherings, even wedding receptions. There's a reason we're voted the best caterer in La Crosse County year after year. Give us a call. We'll help you design a menu to remember. Big Boar Barbecue and Catering, Highway 16 West Salem. A delicious mouthful.
With fuel prices still sky high, Vitoma BP has a reward program to help you save. With BP Me Rewards, you can instantly save on every gallon every time you fuel up at BP and Amoco stations. And you do it all from your phone with the BP Me app. The BP Me app also makes it easy to pay. View receipts, track rewards, and more without ever leaving your driver's seat. Just a few taps and a whole lot of savings. BP, where rewards members get the best gas prices by automatically comparing BP Amoco prices to competitor stations. Vitoma BP, 215 West Clifton Street in Toma.
Every Saturday at Dell's Raceway Park from May to September, it's exciting stock car racing. Drivers from throughout the Midwest try to tame the one-third mile paved oval. Your family will enjoy the playground for the kids, ice-cold beverages, and the terrific food. Gates open at 3, qualifying at 4:30, green flag racing at 6. Dell's Raceway Park, located 5 miles west of Wisconsin Dells on Highways 12 and 16. For more info, go online to dellsracewaypark.com. Get the family together for exciting stock car action every Saturday night at Dell's Raceway Park.
A gold ball is usually given to champions. The Comfort Inn on Alaska was just awarded a gold ball by Choice Hotels for ranking the top 8% of all Comfort Inn hotels in the country, 40th out of over 500 hotels. High marks were given for guest service, comfort of the rooms, cleanliness, an outstanding hot breakfast, and overall service. Whether it's a weekend getaway, a hotel for your wedding party or class reunion, or you're a business traveler, stay where you'll be treated like a champion. Make your online reservations today at choicehotels.com or find the Comfort Inn on Alaska on Facebook. The Comfort Inn, I-90, Exit 4 on Alaska.
Racing is synonymous to West Salem, and so is the Silverado Saloon in downtown West Salem. Your racing headquarters. Jen and her staff welcome you in for all of the pre- and post-race shenanigans. Show your race ticket. Get your second drink free. The expanded grill menu has all your favorites like chicken fingers, deep-fried veggies, and more. And the pizzas are always hot and fresh right out of the oven. DJs, bands, and karaoke can always be found at Silverado's every weekend. Check out their Facebook page for events. Silverado Saloon, your pre- and post-HQ in downtown West Salem.
There's the white flag, just one more lap for the Midwest Race Report, presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, your grown-up getaway.
Welcome back, race fans, one more time. Midwest Race Report, Vaughn Country 101.3, 1490 The Eagle, Kevin, Dan, Doc, and Paul, and of course, Doc. Well, we've seen some blistering temps this week, and there is a chance for some rain this afternoon and tonight, so people should just watch our Facebook page and La Crosse Speedway's Facebook page.
Yep, watch the Facebook pages. Same thing with the Dells. Watch their Facebook, watch their Twitter. People, you know, both tracks will make announcements if there's any inclement weather that is going to put a damper on the show. But scheduled tonight, it is fair time at the La Crosse Interstate Fair this weekend, which means fair time night at the races. Late model, Sportsman, Hornets, my favorite, the minivans, and making a return, the Vintage Series is back, plus kids rides, and also double features for the late models. Gates open at 5:30, qualifying at 5:45. Kids rides immediately after qualifying, so they might bump qualifying to 5:30. Stay tuned for that. First green flag drops at 7 o'clock. Dell's Raceway Park tonight is late models, 602 late models and modifieds. It's the $5,000 to win shootout plus fireworks. Big fireworks display going on there. Qualifying at 4:30. First green flag drops at 6 o'clock. Next Friday night, Toma Sparta Speedway, mods, Hornets, Hobbies, six shooters, minivans, and it's fan photo night. Yes, it's the second
number
fan photo
two
night. Yep, fan photo number two. So get there early. I don't think they're going to qualify. Did they qualify the last time?
Yes,
Paul?
They did.
They
yeah.
did. So they're
yeah,
going to
we
get
did. Quick. Yeah, we qualified at 6, and fan photo started right about 6:45.
Yep. So we're going to get a quick qualifying session in, probably 6 o'clock. First green flag will drop at 7:30 next Friday night. Get out there and support your local short track, no matter where you're at in the country, whether you're listening in Alaska, Florida, Illinois, anywhere you're listening, get out and support your local short track.
And, of course, if you're not going to be at the Lacrosse Speedway, do like Kevin does down in Stoughton. Just pick it up on floorracing.tv.
I have a quick question about fan photo.
Bring it.
Is it the oscillating fan that gets the most popular attention, or is it more of the stand-up farm type of a fan that gets the biggest attention?
Well, what we're going to do this time is we're going to stand Penguin down in the winner's circle, and we're going to put an oscillating fan next to him, and it's going to be a fan boat. Which one has more activity amongst it?
And will Penguin do the Luke, I am your father thing with it?
Luke, I am your father.
Try it. Do it.
Okay, this one.
Come on, Paul.
Luke, I am your father.
Wow, the back end of that wasn't bad.
That was good.
Wow, we're gonna have to cut the show off and end on a positive note there, Bill.
You think so? I'm downloading a fan app right now. We can play that in the background.
All right, so Doc has a fan app downloaded. What does it sound like?
Here we go. This is high.
Okay, now imitate like that, Paul, because it's going to be you versus the fan on Fan Photo Night.
I cannot imitate that. Oh, my gosh.
Now we're going to let that run, though, because I'm feeling cooler here in the studio. Stay with the Midwest Race Report racing page for the weather updates, whether we're going to be going live at Lacrosse Speedway or not tonight. Kevin, can you feel the coolness coming through the airwaves now that Doc has a fan app?
Excuse me, I'm doing my Beyonce moment right now.
He's doing his hair. I'll be having K-Ram, the Penguin, and Doc Niles from Radio Man Dan Dogger. Thanks for joining us. The Midwest Race Report presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells, your grown-up getaway right here on Bon Crunchy 101.3 and 1490 The Eagle.
Get out and support your local short track.
There's the checkered flag. We made it to the finish line on the Midwest Race Report, presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, your grown-up getaway. Today's report is also brought to you by Big Boar Barbecue and Catering, Highway 16 West Salem, Dells Raceway Park in Wisconsin Dells, getting bigger and faster, Pizza Villa in downtown West Salem and Sparta, where you'll find hometown taste in every bite, by Silverado Saloon in downtown West Salem, your pre- and post-race headquarters, Century 21 and your agent Gretchen Clements. Don't settle for average. Sell your home with Century 21. The Comfort Inn in Onalaska, ranked in the top 8% of all Comfort Inns in the country. TACU, Toma Area Credit Union, making a difference every day. The Toma BP, home of BP Me Rewards and BP Driver Rewards. The Toma Sparta Speedway, Friday night racing, family style. The Midwest Race Connection, your newspaper source for racing in the Midwest. And J&L Collectibles, providing you with the finest in racing collectibles and autographed NASCAR items. Join us next week at this same time for the award-winning Midwest Race Report, presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells, your grown-up getaway, on Bog Country 101.3 and 1490 The Eagle.